ladies and gentlemen,
Shauna, and
for your further listening pleasure,
time to lay down some serious sound.
Watch your bass, baby, I'm telling you.
Don't touch that dial.
Shauna and Lala. What's up? You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com. And make sure to follow us on all social media platforms at Shauna and Lala. Summer is here. I cannot believe it. I am so happy. It is finally summer. School is out. And I'm going on vacation next week. Super excited.
Hopefully it doesn't rain for you, because I know you said it's summer, but it hasn't felt like summer.
I know.
It's felt like a rainy... I don't know. I feel like we're in freaking London with the rain we've been getting.
Yeah, it's like a rainforest here. It's just nothing but raining.
And it's rained so much, guys, that like it washed away so many roads around New York. It's really scary. Flooded people's houses. It's really bad. I don't know what's going on.
I actually looked outside a few times yesterday thinking that, you know, because I live on a lake, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, the lake is going to like be in my backyard.
Yeah, you're lucky. I mean, it looks fine, but... That's crazy. I mean, I have a creek behind my house, too. I was so nervous after watching all the footage on the news about people's houses being flooded and being washed away and cars. I'm like, oh, we're doomed, because the creek, your lake is pretty far back. My creek is probably about 20 feet from my house. It's kind of close, you know?
Yeah.
So, but luckily we're good. Knock on wood.
Did it come up at all?
No, not really. I mean, it's higher. The level is definitely higher. But it hasn't gone over the bank yet, like, where it would start coming off of it. Hopefully, the real summer will be here. Because if you think about it, like my husband said, we're already in, what, July?
Yeah.
Next month is August, and then fall's here. That's depressing. Like, what, you know, we got gypped of a freaking summer.
We did, yeah. You know, like, we didn't really have that good of a winter either. Like, it was cold, but we didn't really have that much snow, thank God. But, you know, the weather is definitely changing. It's totally different from when we were younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the summers used to be absolutely beautiful.
Sunny, beautiful, not a lot of rain. Yeah.
And they used to be like 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Nope. I mean, it's humid now from all the moisture in the air, and it's like not really pleasant to be outside, but, I'm just over the rain. I want to have a nice summer where no one's been able, like, all my neighbors have pools. They said this is, like, the first summer that they've only gone in their pool a handful of times. You know, there's only one day every week that you can get in the pool, pretty much. So,
yeah,
it's crazy, really. But hopefully Florida is nice and sunny and no rain for you.
I'm hoping. You know, I did look at the weather last night, and it does look like it's going to rain a few of the days.
But Florida, you know how Florida is.
Yeah, Florida rains every day.
For 5 minutes and then it's sunny. You know, it's just, I like that. It's quick rain shower, boom, rain, goodbye, and it's gone. You know, I love rainstorms in Florida. Have you ever been in one? The rain is so heavy and it's so loud and relaxing, and then it's gone.
In Disney.
Mm-hmm.
We were in Disney and it just downpoured for like a good, I'd say maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it was done with.
That's the best. That's all you want.
Yeah. And maybe it was like an hour, but it was not long at all. And it was just a really good time. But I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a little bit stressful, you know, going to see family. But I'm really looking forward to sitting my ass on the beach.
I hope you get to. I really do.
That is all I want to do. It's just...
I feel like the last vacation you had issues with that, or maybe you were sick. Like, you didn't really get to enjoy the beach.
Yes. I went for my friend Lauren's wedding, and I was sick from the second the plane landed till I got home. I was sick.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It was horrible.
Bring every medication in the world with you so that you can just... not have to deal with any of that.
I am. You know, I actually, I got renewals on all my, you know, asthma medication, and the doctor gave me prednisone just in case.
Good.
So he's like, I'm just going to give you like a low dose of like, I think it's like 5 days.
Yeah.
Just enough just to get me through, but I'm not going to like take it unless I absolutely have to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, I really cannot wait. I can't look. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Just to go away.
I know. It's been a long time coming for you.
Yes, it has. So, you are going away too, possibly?
I mean, what, that's the usual, right? It seems like everyone jokes around, oh, you're always on vacation. Yeah, we're probably going to the Bahamas in August, to Atlantis. I'm excited, and then I'm not. Like, I go back and forth because I am all about, when I'm on vacation, I want to explore, relax, and then just be in the ocean. And in Atlantis, you really can't do that. It's more of, you're paying a lot of money to be at a water park that's crazy, huge, it's awesome, but how many days of that can you do? And then this time around, I've been there once before. This time around, we have a big event for my son. He's into Spartan. So him and my husband are doing Spartan races. It's like a 4 or 5 day event. Like, they have something planned all day, every day. Some of it will probably be fun, and the other parts is going to be absolutely dreadful, I feel, for me to be sitting with a baby who's antsy and wants to run around. So I'm like back and forth on being excited. I do like going on vacation, so I'm always excited for that, but I'm just going to have to try to make the best of it.
Now, is the water park included?
Yes.
Like, in your stay?
Yeah, it's part of the resort fee, so it's included. The aquarium, I believe, is included, too. It's a nice aquarium. The food is not, and the food is very pricey there. I don't like that, like... You don't have many. If I'm going to spend a lot of money on food, I want to pick my own places to go, like, around an island. Like, in Cayman Islands, we drive and check out new places.
Yeah.
But if I'm on a resort like that where you're kind of trapped and you can't get off the resort, then it better be all-inclusive. So I don't like that either. We ate there last time, and it was good. They had Carmine's, which they have in New York City. So Carmine's was really good. And I can't remember the other place we went to last time we were there, so... Mike's hoping that we are able to leave the resort and find some, like, hole-in-the-wall spots. We love finding hole-in-the-wall spots wherever we go because it's usually the best food. So, I don't know. I haven't really been around Bahamas on our own to know, like, hey, can we do this safely? It is a safe island compared to others, but we're going to see how it goes.
I could tell you that Cancun was not safe.
No, Cancun is not. I mean, you had your issues. I've had my issues there. And we went off on our own, like, took a taxi cab to probably where you went, by Senor Frogs.
Yeah.
Right? And it's right on the water, right?
Yeah.
So we took a taxi cab there, and it's a whole street of all little shops and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we went there by ourselves and then took a ferry across to Cozumel, which is across that water.
You know? I didn't do that.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got into some trouble there, and I'll never go back, I don't think, because of that situation, and just very scary.
I won't go back. I don't drink, just like you, so I was bored by 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. It puts a bad taste in your mouth when it's not good like that. So, you know, we, Dominican, we go off, even though it's not safe too, but Dominican, we do take we do a lot of excursions. Mexico, it's very dangerous, so... Especially now, it's even worse. I don't think I'd be back until they clean up their act over there with the cartel and all that. Like, it's really dangerous. But, yeah, Dominican. And I want to check out Jamaica, even though people say that's a little dangerous, too. Jamaica, Dominican, I like.
So, speaking of summer and going away and going to the beaches, Sunnies is a kids' sunglass brand, and they sent the cutest sunglasses for Julina, and they are 100% UV. They're adorable. She absolutely loves them.
She loves sunglasses as is, and these are, like, perfect for her little face. You know, she could still grow into them a little more, which I love, so they're gonna last me, but they are, like, a pink color. They were called Tea Time with Poodles, which was, it just, like, the cutest name, but they look so cute on her. She wore them the whole day after we gave them to her. I don't know if you've seen the video on our page, but she had a little argument with me with her little sunnies gone. She thought who the heck she was with her new sunglasses and was talking back quite a bit. But, yeah, she loves them. What I love about the company is that they're made by moms. And they are 100% UVA, UVB protection. And that's very important for your children's eyes. It's important for our eyes, too, but especially a child's eyes.
Yeah.
I like the feel of them and the material. I almost bought her sunglasses recently in Target, and they just felt so cheap. They felt, and they pinched her. They were really cheap. I felt like they were going to break if she even put them on the ground, you know? Thank God I didn't buy them. But these sunnies, they have a lightweight but solid feel to them. Like, they feel well constructed, you know? Like, they're not going to break. And they say that these are made to kind of be durable to what a kid would put them through, you know? And I love that. They're affordable. And they should fit. They say they fit between the ages of 4 to 10. But my daughter is under 2. She's, what, 20 months now? And they're a little big, but they stay on her face. So I love that she can grow into them.
Yeah. They're perfect for her.
Yeah. And they look so cute. They have all these, like, different little styles for them, different colors, patterns. And I think I'm going to order the strap. You can order a strap for, like, $5. How cheap is that?
Oh, really?
To keep, so that if she does take them off, like, kids, you know, sometimes they don't want to wear them, that they're not going to get lost. So I need that for our vacation so that when she takes them off, they're on her chest and not lost. So that's my next purchase.
And I love the names that they have for them. They have, like, a blue pair, and it's called Thank You Berry Punch. Chillin' Like a Villain.
I love that one. The orange ones are Chillin' Like a Villain.
Oh, my gosh. The yellow ones are Just Monkeying Around. And the Wild and Free are, like, a turquoise purplish color. Mm-hmm. I love the names.
They're so cute. I want to get the See You Later Gator. The later Gator ones for my nephew. His birthday's coming up. I think that'll be perfect for him. The green.
Oh, he's going to love them.
Yeah. They are really cute. So check them out. It's sunnyshades.com. And they are affordable and really cute. Stylish.
Do they come in adult sizes?
That's a good question. I don't think so because it says for kids. But you might be able to squeeze one on your face, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know. I don't know. I do have a small face.
Yes.
But
try Angelina's and see if they fit. And if they do, you might have to order a pair.
I just might have to. So this past weekend, I took my dad to see Shania Twain. And I've seen her before in concert a few years ago. And she was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I've never seen her live.
Yeah, she was really good a few years ago. Then I saw her this past weekend. And I have to say, she was a little off.
Well, she's old, right? She's getting old.
She is, yes. She looks good. I mean, she looks great.
Some of the pictures I saw, she did look pretty good.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know if she couldn't hear. And I'm thinking that's the problem, was that she could not hear in her in-ear monitors.
Oh, no.
Because she was just very off.
Off the music, off the, like, the beat and all that?
The beat, the everything. The lip syncing was off. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't really know. I've never used in-ear monitors. You probably have.
Yeah, I never had. Well, I guess one time I had issues with it. And it's the craziest thing. No one would know until they're up there on stage. You can't even hear yourself. Like, if you talk, you can't hear. And what's weird is you can't really find the note then. Like, if you can't hear yourself in your head, I could be like, oh, you know, and think in my head, I'm like, oh, I probably sound good, you know? So what you do is what I did during the time that I couldn't hear. You put a finger in your ear, clog your ear, you know, sometimes two. Then you can hear yourself better, and it helps, you know? So that's what I had to do. But if she didn't do that, then I don't know.
Well, she kept, like, playing around. Like, you could tell something was off.
Something was off, okay.
It just, you know, it wasn't her night, and that's okay. My dad's still, like, you know, he was loving it.
Oh, he's in love with her. That's why. She could do no wrong. She could be singing like I just sang. He'd be like, oh, my God.
Yes, exactly. It was fun. You know, she pulled up somebody on stage who actually tweeted her. And she was like, you know, like, your music, you know, really touched me. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm a different person, and I'm alive because of your music. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. So she pulled that girl up on stage.
Oh, wow.
I don't know where the heck she was sitting, but Chanel was like, I'll wait for you. And they brought her up on stage. And
wow.
Yeah, she talked to her, took pictures with her. It was really cool.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
I mean, what song changed her? Like, man, I feel like, oh my God, I love life now.
I don't know.
Like, her songs were never inspirational, but I guess, hey, if someone likes someone, I'm not knocking it. Like, I'm so glad that was the outlet the girl found. It just, you know, it's that's awesome.
I mean, a lot of her songs are about cheating. Yeah. So I don't know.
You never know. But
it was really cool to see how she interacts with fans, and she loves her fans. And she was just, she kept saying, like, throughout the show, like, thank you so much. It's amazing to be here. Yeah. And, you know, plus you're performing at Woodstock. Yeah. You know, so everybody knows.
That's, yep.
What Woodstock is. And it rained so hard. We were completely soaked.
I know.
Oh, my God. It was insane.
I saw so many people complaining in their stories. They were putting stories up that they're under little umbrellas, under tents, soaking wet. Yeah, that sucks. That really does.
Yeah, but, I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, it makes the show. It makes the show. And I'm like, no. Like, when you're sitting there drenched, completely soaking wet,
yeah,
freezing, having to pee, that's not fun.
No, not enjoyable.
No. So, but, I mean, it was a good time. The rain did hold off until, you know, from the time that she came on stage till after, which was good. Like we said earlier, like, I'm just sick of the rain.
Yeah.
I'm so over it.
So many things.
It's ruined, like, every concert. We haven't really even gone to concerts this year because of the rain. Mm-hmm. So, hopefully, you know, the weather just needs to just get better.
Needs to dry up a bit.
Yes, definitely. Well, we are still looking for donations for our hospital gift bags that we have for the pediatric unit at our local hospital at Garnet for the nurses and for the pediatric patients that are in the hospital. Just to brighten up their day, like we have talked before.
Mm-hmm.
We've said it a million times. We've all been in the hospital, and Lala and I have both been in the hospital, and Gio as well. So we all know what it's like to get a little gift while you're in the hospital.
Yeah, it makes it, just, it takes your mind off of things for a little bit, you know, and that's what they need.
Absolutely. So if any brands are interested in partnering with us, just go to our website, send us an email, and let us know. We also have Kiss Nails. They sent us over some really cute things. I think the patients are really going to love them.
I know. Like we said last time with Kiss, Kiss has been amazing. They've been sending us little things here and there. And it just brings me back to my youth with the glue-on nails, the press-on nails, you know. They come in so many different colors and styles and patterns now. It's amazing. Like, back in the day, you can get, like, the French manicure one.
And regular colors?
Yeah, maybe, like, a pink. Like,
yeah.
Now they're amazing. They're, like, so many cool designs. Yeah.
They have, like, sparkles on them and jewels.
Just
and
everything. Leopard print. Like, oh, my God. So, Kiss is awesome. And they sent us a bunch that the patients and I think some of the nurses are going to love.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think the nurses are going to love them more than the patients.
Yeah.
And that's our show. Thank you so much for listening. Check us out every week at ShaunaAndLala.com. Make sure to follow us on social media at Shauna and Lala. We will see you next week.